As Mike said, my name's Sam Parker. I work at Shattern State. I was a former student there, graduated in 2014. I've been working there ever since. I think it's an appropriate time that I get to share. The words of this message really meant a lot to me, and I feel like they're a big reflection of how God has worked in my life. And I hope they're an encouragement to you, because I feel like I've been drowsy a lot in my life and have not followed God with the call that He has for all of us. I don't think I have, but I'm proud to stand here today and say that Christ is my life. I grew up in a really good home, and I'm really thankful for it. At one point, I don't think I was as much, because I thought it was a little more edgy to have a really rough story. But my dad's a pastor. My mom stayed at home and raised us, and God wasn't really an option in my house. You know, he was a reality and is a reality, and I'm so thankful for that. I don't know specifically when I gave my life to Christ. I remember one time very vividly when I was with my mom and sick, and I just used to have a ton of fear of condemnation and death, just the weight of sin and just the fear of dying was always a problem when I was younger. And my mom prayed with me. I think I was 10 or 12. I don't know if I was saved back then, to be honest, and I don't really care if that was then. Like, I know and I'm confident in what Christ is to me now, and I guess I would encourage you, for those of you that may be in a similar boat, you wouldn't rely on past memories, but on the truth that you know today, because our memories are fickle, I think. God worked in my life in a lot of different ways. What I mean by salvation and what God drew me to over the past, I'm 25 now, so over the past 25 years is a realization that I'm saved by grace through faith. It's not of my own work. It's totally of God. I wish I could say that my life has been easy and that I have been awake fully my whole life, but we're called to battle in this life by God. We're given the strength to battle, empowered through Jesus Christ. And the opposite of fighting is sin. Giving up in the battle to trust and to believe in God is sin. And I've lived a lot of my life pretty drowsy. Probably the past 7 years of my life since I went to college here in Shattern have been some of the most encouraging mountaintop type encounters with God, coupled by some of the darkest days of my life, from what I can remember, that fickle memory, right? All I know through all that is God is really faithful. Mm. And He's used, and I don't know how He does, but He's used even the worst times when I didn't think that I was worth saving and didn't think that God was worth following. He used those times to draw me to Himself, even in the smallest hint of belief that He is still good. And I really, like, grew up in a Christian home, did all that, but I wouldn't probably stand here today to share if it weren't for what He's done. So moving on, I really want to live awake, you know. And I'm so thankful that He's opened my eyes to the truth of that. I just want to encourage you, if anybody who's in a similar boat who feels like, call yourself a Christian and are holding on to something of your life, give it to God and let go and surrender. because there's probably something that you're still holding on to. I know there's things that I have been in my past. God will never let you down. Mm. You can chase after a lot of things, and I've chased after a lot of things in my life, more things than I can ever tell you. And they are so empty, and only in Christ has been true joy, true meaning, true hope. Chasing after those vain things is like, it's like a banquet of death. You know, you go into a banquet and the result is death. And so I'd want to encourage you to that, to do that. And if anybody's there in that point now, I'd love to share with you what God has done more. So thank you.